when I revealed that the Crown was in contempt for failing to provide disclosure, it was subsequently discovered that all the court recordings were magically shut off, not available. We went through 4 days of trial where the Crown, after stating repeatedly that it would take 20 minutes for them to close their case, they took 3.5 days. Over the summer, this was May of 2002, over the summer I acquired the transcripts from those first 3.5 days, and I discovered that in addition to the 3/4 of a day that were completely missing, in fact the transcript pages start on page 283, that there were numerous errors and omissions. On the first day of the commencement of the trial and my presentation of my case, I installed a bona fide court reporter, court transcription company in the courts. As soon as the judge walked in, that would be Judge DeLong of the Provincial Criminal Court. As soon as Judge DeLong walked in and saw my court reporters there, he kicked them out. And his reasoning was that it was his court, not the court or for Canada or the people of Canada. Since that day, I have been applying to have a copy of the original CD-ROM recording, which is easily done. I have this in official letters from transcript management. All of this has been denied. The effect being that it's impossible to mount an appeal on a conviction when you know that you have fraudulent transcripts and the courts are refusing to provide the original recording. I've come to understand from talking to other people who have been victims of this process that this is not an anomaly, that it's an epidemic in our system of injustice in the country of Canada. And it's my contention that it's time that all of us stand up as citizens of this great country and make the corrections in the system, in the justice system, to ensure that these types of transgressions no longer take place. This whole system is upside down and needs to be corrected.